This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Okay, Michael, 23 victories for the Colorado Rockies. We are getting dangerously close to completing another edition of the Dirty 30. Rockies win in another dramatic game where they come from behind, get it done against the Angels, 9-8. We'll get into that. Broncos OTA starts today, Michael. I'm going to go there. Yeah. How will they play Bo Nix in this with the ankle and all that? What does that look like? Yeah, I know. We have to talk about it at least. We're not going to give it a lot. I've got trivia today, and I'm literally giving away the $50 gift certificate or cash to Mr. Money Greeley and a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse. I'm giving it away today. We're not registering it. We're going to be doing that the rest of the way because it's crazy. Top stories. We got Spencer Smith talking Rockies. CSU pick to finish. Where in the Pac-12? The whole show starts now. To bed last night when the Rockies were down, I believe. Well, it was 5-3, and then the Angels got up, got another run, went up 6-3, and I said, I'm good. I hope something cool happens, but I'm not going to stay up late enough to find out. Wake up this morning, watch the highlights, see that the Rockies came back. It started with this Hunter Goodman home run. The Rockies were down 6-5, and Hunter Goodman does it again in the eighth to give the Rockies the lead.
I would be concerned if you get a ball in the gap.
This ball crushed deep left field. Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Three run, home run, Hunter Goodman, and the Rockies are back on top.
Are you Rockies in the inning, 4-for-4 and a walk.
Are you talking the entire time how the Rockies have to take advantage of all the free passes, the mistakes the Angels have made? Hunter's fired up.
Yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see Hunter Goodman does that in the span of less than a week. He has, he did the same thing. He didn't have the game-winning home run. He had a tying home run that ultimately led to Tovar's walk-off home run, two-run home run against San Francisco. That was kind of the similar thing. Set the Rockies up so they could do something crazy in the ninth.
Are you saying that Goodman's feeling good?
Yes. Yep. Thanks, Mike. But the ninth inning, of course, the Rockies are still going to Rocky. We have, you still got the Los Angeles comes out to get two runs at the bottom of the eighth. So now we're going okay here. This isn't over yet. They're still going to need some late game heroics. Here is the top of that ninth inning and how it all led to Jake McCarthy's home run that ultimately won the game for the Rockies.
To make it a one-run game, and he adds a line single here for the go-ahead run on in the ninth with one out. That's back. Two walks and a homer. And he's got extra bases maybe here. Karros will easily get to third. Jake on his way to second with a double. Here come the Rockies again. And McCarthy one. And this ball's up into deep right field. It'll be caught out there by Adell. Karros long striding at home. Dives in with the go-ahead run. And T.J. Runfield.
That was a weird game, Michael. It was a weird game There were a lot of errors in this one. Four errors, including 10 Angel walks in that game. So that's why I said, like, I saw Kyle Karros just absolutely miss one. Very easy grounder, look, you know, in terms of professional baseball players. And he just lost it. The frustration, you could feel it there. Kyle Freeland was bad. So I'm thinking this is going to be rough. Kyle pitched a little over five innings and gave up five earned runs. These are the games the Rockies really never win. When everything's going poorly for them, you're committing error after error, you're walking guys, your starting pitching was atrocious, and somehow they win the game. And that, you know what? We're at 23 wins on June 2nd. That's way ahead of where most people thought. I'm calling my shot. June 17th on my birthday for no particular reason. The Rockies will get win number 30, and we finally will be done with this year's edition of the Dirty 30.
I'm sticking with June 30th, as I said yesterday.
Oh, no. Seven wins? They need seven more wins, Mike. They're gonna get win number 24 today, tonight. Probably going to get win number 25 tomorrow night. And then they'll take a break.
They're going to lose the next two.
Probably steal one from Milwaukee and get win number 26. Yeah, we're going to be fine. Everything's going okay. Everything's going okay with this Rockies team. And this is the improve I think it's a better improve than we thought we'd see at this stage. You know, guys are having fun. They're not expecting to go to, you know, be in the playoffs. They're not expecting to win even probably 70 games. But you're seeing, you know, the whole the jacket thing, the home run coat. Guys are just pumping each other up. There's not a lot of pressure on this team. There's not necessarily a lot of special players. I think TJ Rumfield is, I mean, maybe he could be one at some point, but who knows? I mean, the question with Rumfield is, can you follow it up? Obviously, can you have a good rest of the season? And can you follow it up next year? Because we've seen that. But then again, guys like Hunter Goodman starting to turn it on again. He's starting to come up with timely at-bats. And that's what we saw him do last year. So, it's fun to watch. When there's nothing else to watch, we've got Stanley Cup finals start tonight. NBA finals start tomorrow night. So you've got that going. But in the meantime, like, it's fun to just sit back and watch this team when they can come up with some of these dramatic finishes. I don't expect it on a nightly basis. In fact, most nights I turn the Rockies game on, I don't expect them to win. I'm always pleasantly surprised when they're up or when they're in a position to win, like we saw Friday night, like we saw last night. So I'm enjoying it. Now I wish I would have stayed up a little bit later and watched it because it would have been worth it. But I gotta pick my spots here, Mike. It's a long season.
I picked the Rockies to win 50 games. I think you picked them to win 64. So if they win 57, I don't owe you anything at Big City Roadhouse. But if they win 58, you will be closer.
Me.
Therefore, you will get something from Big City Roadhouse from me. Probably just the sauce.
No, you'll be full menu. You know, a burger, some pizza, a couple beers, something fun.
No. I'll buy you a beer.
No, well, a
total meal.
Okay, a beer with a meal
or
two beers, no meal.
No. Two beers or the full lunch.
Two beers, no meal. That good?
Yeah, you
two
can
beers.
Do that.
All right. Yeah,
wait,
two
which
beers.
Which is more expensive?
I don't know. I'm gonna order the most expensive ones. You already agreed. Like, give me the stuff that's not even displayed. That you have to be a high roller to come in and just request because you know you're going to spend some money. Like that kind of beer. Is that even a real thing? I don't know. But we're going to find out at Big City Roadhouse together.
I don't have enough money.
They have it all, Mike. They have it all there. So we're going to have a great time. You know what I need you to start being for me, Michael? I need you to start being Troy Johnston. I'm Kyle Karros. You're Troy Johnston. I need you to be this for me on a daily basis here on the whole show.
You have a partner.
Oh, good looking!
That's enough. We're
handsome!
We're on air. You gotta love Troy. He's a human Red Bull. Talk a little bit about Hunter Goodman and what he means.
Can you be my Troy Johnston? Can you be that guy?
I don't think you're good looking.
See, you're just the opposite. And first off, we all know that's not true. Okay? We all know that's not true.
Especially not now with the Dirty 30. Dirty 30 is getting a little long.
No, I think, let me just say, we all know that's not true, Mike. I'm not a cocky guy, but I have a mirror too. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to do. Can you not just be that guy for me?
You have one of those mirrors that make you look better.
I carry a mirror in my wallet.
There was some gal on Shark Tank tried to hawk a special mirror that makes you look thinner. And, like, she got royally criticized for basically creating a lie.
How many mirrors do you have to look into before you start looking thin on one of those?
I mean, I have to cut the mirror really slim so the belly doesn't stick out. And I just have to
stand to
the side. That's
dumb. She made a mirror that tells you, that makes it look as though you're more thin than you are?
No, well, this gal did. And all the sharks were like, I'm not investing. This is a total lie. It's not helping people lose weight.
No, and you're looking at that thinking you look good, and everyone, it's like the Shallow Hal thing. No one else thinks you look good. No, that's dumb. How did she even make the show?
Like that. It was one of the earlier seasons.
I guess they have terrible ideas.
They didn't have standards.
It's kind of like the American's Got Talents or whatever. Like they have to have crappy ones to make it entertaining. So maybe that's what the thinking was.
I've never seen American Got Whatever.
America's Got Talent. No, I'm thinking of Dream Idols. America's Dream Idols or whatever that is.
Yeah,
with Simon?
I've never seen that one. I could imagine. Are those people seriously that bad or are they plants? Does the TV channel say we need
both
to find someone
both
who wants to be in the industry?
Yeah, it's both.
Okay.
They're either so that bad. They're probably that bad, and they probably know it. But they're like, you know what? You're so bad, you're good. So we're going to throw you out there. First event is text line 888-530-0043. So the Rockies win. That's exciting, Mike. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly from the night that was presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. Big Hub, American Idol, you mean. There we go. There we go. The good is 23. Not Michael Jordan, but the Colorado Rockies are at win number 23. We need 7 more before the Dirty 30 is no more. The bad is, I will say, yes, Michael, I do have a mirror, but the itching of the beard is really starting to bug me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with your age and nose hairs grow long, like,
yeah,
it's going to start tickling.
That's already happening. That part's happening. I have a weird cowlick that actually goes around my entire head, so it's not just my hair, it's my beard, too. So it tends to roll up and curl around my right ear and then run away from my left ear. So that one's tough to manage because you manage one side of your face differently than you manage the other. It's not a straight down beard, you know what I mean? So it just kind of looks like I was twisted out. And that part is, I will say, it's kind of bothering me. No doubt about it. The ugly for me, and I'm not going to give this person any particular shout out. There has been a weird trend from certain media outlets in the state that are suggesting that because Victor Wembanyama cried after winning the Western Conference Finals and Joker showed no emotion, and we constantly see videos of him with horses, the suggestion is that he doesn't care about basketball. And let me just say, that is the stupidest take. It is a clickbait take, and I've even fallen for the bait. I wish I wouldn't, but this is a person that's given a job in the media, and that's a take you're going to create? First off, Michael, Nikola Jokic does not invite idiots like us to go film and watch him play basketball. We're not allowed in. It's not like you see LeBron James in the offseason and he's got to hire a montage. You know, like Coach Prime hires people to help create a documentary, so there are cameras everywhere. Joker doesn't do that. He doesn't care if you think he's playing basketball or not. He's just playing basketball. For anybody that suggests this, to think that somebody can come into a professional sports league, win 3 MVPs, should have probably won 2 more, and a title, to suggest that he doesn't care about the sport and you think that that person can win an NBA championship while not caring, You are not only belittling the individual, you are belittling an entire, you're belittling all professional sports, and you're belittling your profession. Our profession is to talk about these great superior athletes and teams and coaches and figures in the sports world, and you're going to sit there and tell me that Joker doesn't care about basketball because you see on your little Twitter feed that he's at a horse race. That's because it's a public event. And Michael, is Joker famous? Is Nikola Jokic what you would call a famous athlete? He's not like, you know, LeBron James, but people in Serbia, he goes anywhere, phones are coming out, pressing record, and we're going to watch everything this guy does. Is that fair to say? Joker is a fairly famous athlete.
Yeah, he's a famous athlete. I'm going to make a comparison to the NFL. Anyone know who Marshawn Lynch is?
We do.
That guy is a complete character of his own. He's just a unique individual. Like, he does not like those press conferences, so he just gives some crazy answer.
Yeah.
For a press conference. Jokic is the same thing.
Very similar. As far as not caring.
He's a unique character in the NBA. He's not flashy. That's just who he is. Yeah. And they're criticizing him for not being flashy.
And the people are like, oh, the horse thing's getting old. So him being who he's been his entire life, because it doesn't fit in your stupid little box of how an athlete should be, it's getting old. Go read his book from Mike Singer. This is not something Joker just woke up one day and said, I'm gonna go against the man that is the NBA and belittle everything and just say I like my horses. The human being was obsessed with horses at a very, very, very young age. He would sleep in horse stalls. They had to go practice with him at the stalls because he didn't go to basketball practice. And he found a way to still love basketball and horse racing at the same time growing up. Those were all things that he became invested in. You do not, let me make this very clear, whether you're Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Victor Wembanyama, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic, you do not win MVPs in a professional league by not caring. You just don't. It's not possible. The guy plays basketball all the time. He has his own, like, basketball hub kind of thing where he puts on games all the time. He's constantly playing basketball, practicing. He just doesn't invite morons to come in and film him and watch him because he doesn't need to do the LeBron James montage, getting better, getting tougher. He doesn't do that. He's never been that guy. He doesn't want you to film him while he's watching horse races either, but that's a public event and you're out there. Can we not be so idiotic when it comes to this stuff? Now, yeah, Joker's also caught on camera out at social gatherings, has a couple of brewskis in his hand and drinks. I say this, if you can win 3 MVPs and win a title while still doing all that stuff, more power to you. He is not the reason, nor has he ever been the reason, the Nuggets have failed. Has he been a contributor by turning the ball over, whatever, making weird passes at times? Welcome to the NBA, because every single superstar, every single player that's been great has made mistakes, made several mistakes in a season. This is ridiculous. And any kind of sports take like that, it's like saying Nathan MacKinnon isn't good. It's like saying, well, because he had a couple of bad turnovers or he had a bad series, he's not good and he doesn't care about the game anymore. That guy is obsessed with hockey. But people wanted to blast him for snorkeling, for being in the hotel swimming pool and had goggles and flippers on, and suddenly that was like, what is this guy doing? You guys are looking for crap, and it just pisses me off. If we want to roast certain players that maybe don't show that they're not giving their all, then show me their resume first. And if their resume clears one of the best basketball players in the world status, then shut the hell up. Yeah, Mike.
Why do people have a problem with him snorkeling? Not realize that swimming is a very athletic thing?
Well, I actually think it was
so,
because
like,
of that.
If you're going out in the water,
I think,
like,
it was
that's like, the best way to lose weight is to actually go swimming.
I think it was because of that, because it was in the middle of their second round, wasn't it? No,
he was training.
It was in the first round, wasn't it? No, I don't know. It was in the middle of the second round, I think. And it was like, why is he? Because there was an argument that he shouldn't be swimming. Listen, man, none of us should be. I criticize a lot on this show. I do. But I don't criticize athletes when they are at the top of their game, and I'm going to knock them. I have knocked Jamal Murray in the past for not looking really fit and not being able to look, you know, really finish games at 100%. When he starts off hot and then he slows down, I've criticized that stuff. But Jamal Murray is not a three-time MVP. He's not a one-time NBA champion. And I just saw this too, Derbs. I just saw this. Do you want me to talk about it?
Yes.
I just saw this. Let's take a break because this is significant news. And this is going to be bad news for the Avalanche. So this is significant bad news for the Colorado Avalanche. And we're going to talk about that. But we're going to do that coming up next. 25 minutes after the hour. We got to take a break, Mike. We got to stay on the clock. I'm coming in hot today. So we got to stay on the clock. I need you, Mike. You're my hype man. Tell me how good I am. Tell me how good looking I am.
You are average.
That's better than most compliments that I get from what's his face. We'll be right back. Big news for the Avalanche coming up next.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. And KFKA has you covered. Here's stories, rodeo coverage, and winsome tickets on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, Michael, we've talked a lot about off-season stuff for the Avs. Is Jared Bednar going to be fired? Is there a potential big trade? You know, our friend Sean Keeler from the Denver Post wrote earlier that, hey, anybody that's not named Cale Makar should be considered, which I think is just, I think Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar, like that, those are your two. What are we doing here?
And make sure you keep those goalies. I know they've been extended, but they're both studs.
But not as, like, untouchable as Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar.
Yeah, but, like, they're further down the list, but they're still up on the priority list.
I probably agree. They may have to do that without a guy that's really helped construct this team. General manager Chris McFarland has been given permission to speak to the Nashville Predators about a hockey operations role within the organization. Yeah, a league source confirmed Tuesday morning to the Denver Post. Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet reported McFarland met Monday night with Predators owner Bill Haslam. So that is, I mean, that to me, it sounds like that's pretty much, it's going to be just like the Tim Connelly thing, Mike. This was, so Tim Connelly, of course, general manager for the Denver Nuggets, and, you know, he was up for, yeah, it's done, Mike. It's official. It is official right now. Predators are expected to announce the hiring of Chris McFarland today. So they were given permission. It was reported they were given permission. And then bam. Yikes. So the Connelly thing was he was up for his contract. It was Masai Ujiri first. He was up for a contract extension. They didn't give it to him. He went on to win Executive of the Year, along with George Karl's Coach of the Year. Well, they didn't give him his money. Toronto came in and said, hey, we'll give you the money, plus you're going to go to your home. So he left. Fast forward, Tim Connelly. Tim Connelly, GM, wanted more. What does that look like? Not ownership, but I just want more. I want more control. I want some kind of operations role. Even more control. They wouldn't give it to Tim Connelly either. So he goes to Minnesota, Michael, which is where he constructed a team that has kind of had the Nuggets number since, for the most part, save for one series. And now Chris McFarland, the guy that made all these key trades last year before the trade deadline, that should have probably yielded a Stanley Cup, is gone. Sources confirm the Avalanche gave him permission to speak to Nashville about a hockey ops role. He met with the Predators last night, and now we've got Pierre LeBrun. Is it LeBrun? who is a hockey guy, insider NHL columnist for The Athletic. He is just now posting that it is a done deal. The Predators are expected to announce the hiring of Chris McFarland today. I'll give you this then. Let me ask you this. Does that help Jared Bednar's case or hurt Jared Bednar's case? A new GM going to come in here. Does new GM want to take the time? Obviously got a bunch of new things to do. Is he going to say, hey, you know what? I want my guy, so buy Jared Bednar. Or is it going to be a George Payton kind of thing where when George Payton came in, he took on when Vic Fangio was the head coach, and George is like, I'm going to give it a year and we'll see what happens. Obviously it didn't work out, and then he hires Nathaniel Hackett. Let's hope that this doesn't happen like that, where it's let's get my feet under me. Because Bednar also is on his final year of his contract. So it might just be easier for new GM just to come in and say, let's just try it again. With all the moves that have already been made, let's get Cale Makar signed, and let's wait one more year and see what Jared Bednar does with that.
Yeah, I think this is very interesting for Bednar, very interesting for the team. We'll see how good Bednar might actually be as a coach. Because if they have a great roster again next year,
this will be the same roster.
Like, and then they win the Stanley Cup, who are you going to blame it on? I still blame this year on Bednar. I think more people
are saying, wow, Chris McFarland got you the groceries. These are from like primo grocery store stuff, Mike. This isn't the Walmarts. This is like your really expensive grocery store where all the actors and Hollywood people go. Really expensive. I got you the perfect ingredients, and you made me a sandwich. A pretty good sandwich. Damn good.
Like a peanut butter and cheese quesadilla.
Yeah, that's what we're buying. But it wasn't enough to, you know, write home about. So there we go. That's news that kind of takes over the day, doesn't it? I thought we were supposed to hear an announcement on whether or not Jared Bednar is going to be there. What does your gut tell you? Does this help Jared Bednar or hurt Jared Bednar's case as to remain as the head coach today? I think it helps his case.
Well, yeah. I mean, they can't just fight. They can't lose the GM.
Yeah, you can.
And lose the head coach.
Yeah, you can. The Kroenkes did it before. They lost Masai Ujiri, Michael, and then fired George Karl. So it literally happened with the same ownership in question.
Yes, but George Karl also couldn't get out of the first round.
He was named.
And the Avalanche are getting out of the first round.
Right.
Other than, you know,
but
when
Michael,
something crazy goes on.
George Karl was named Coach of the Year that year. They won their franchise record, 57 games. He was named Coach of the Year, and they fired him. And so they went into the offseason needing a GM and a head coach.
Here's another parallel. The Avalanche got the President's Cup trophy.
We're following the breadcrumbs here, Mike.
I would not fire him.
I'd let
him keep going.
He's got 1 year left. Just let him go. I know he's probably not going to like that lame duck, but hey, he's got no choice, right? I mean, he could not like it. He might not re-sign with you after you win a cup, and that is a risk you run, Mike. That is a risk you run. Because that's happened to the Avalanche, that's happened to the Kroenkes before. Where, hey, you're on a contract year. Well, let's talk about it at the end of the season, see how you do. Oh, you did pretty good. You were executive of the year, and you left, and you're going to go to Toronto because you're going to make more money. And we didn't give you that good faith by believing in you before the season, which no one's going to want the Avalanche to give Jared Bednar a contract extension. But if, let's say, this scenario plays out and they're like, yeah, we're going to keep you as the head coach, but we're not talking about an extension, then they go and win the cup. If you're Bednar, you like, screw you guys. Could very well be the case. Mm. Well, that's a kick to the you-know-what on this Tuesday, Michael.
I have a message for the Walmarts. Dear Walmarts, the Avalanche are estimated to be worth $1.8 billion to $1.9 billion.
Yeah.
Pay the Kroenkes $3 billion and own the Avalanche outright.
Well, Why not make it a package deal and just own the Nuggets, too? I mean, you might as well.
Denver Nuggets are estimated to be worth $4.7 billion, and they've been spending a lot of billions.
So you're looking at almost the same. I got four. So Stan Kroenke's sports empire, the Rams are valued at $10.4 billion. Arsenal FC is at $5.4 billion. Man, soccer's a huge sport that you just poo-poo all the time.
Not a sport.
It is a sport. I mean, they're worth is almost as much as the Nuggets and the Avs combined, Michael.
Yeah, the world needs air conditioning and other American improvements.
What are you talking about?
Wow.
What does that mean?
Daniel Tosh joke.
Don't make jokes about random people that nobody knows.
People know who Daniel Tosh is.
Yeah, 87 years ago. When was he funny last? When he was making fun of clips on, we all do that now. He was doing what we all do now.
Yeah, but His actual stand-up's pretty funny.
Avalanche, so the Nuggets are worth $4.8 billion, the Avs are $1.8 billion, and the Rapids are worth $480 million. It's a lot.
Derbs
just sent me this from, is that Evan Rowell? Avalanche announced that Joe Sakic will resume GM duties for the foreseeable future, including through this month's draft and the start of the new league year. Sakic will speak next week. Okay. The plot thickens, Mike. Does that help or hurt Jared Bednar's case?
Well, after game three, seeing Sakic's face, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
He looked
Sakic
pissed.
Was really annoyed.
Oh, sorry, Tanner sent this, not Derbs. Tanner, send me the actual tweet so I can find it and retweet it. That's why. Derbs will send me the tweet. I just saw the header of the text group we have, and Tanner says, why do you keep giving credit to Derbs for sending you this crap when it's me doing it? And I apologize for that. I've been giving Derbs a lot of credit today on things he hasn't done, but that Derbs has earned it. He's earned it.
Yeah.
He's earned it.
Tanner just needs to earn it a little more. He just needs a couple more years.
So Joe Sakic will remain as the GM. I mean, that's what you got to do right now. Is that the long-term plan? Okay, I gotta gather my thoughts here, Mike, because I'm getting the press release right now, and I want to read it. I want to read the press release in just a moment. 40 minutes after the hour, Michael. Let's get a quick break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hall Show, 1310 KFKA.
You know, Michael, I want to thank one of our excellent sponsors here that's been with us for a while now, and that's Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. And, hey, just like the Avalanche know, or Chris McFarland knew, having some goalie insurance was going to pay off for the most part. It didn't quite wrap up that way. But having a plan in place is one of the most important things you can do. And when it comes to your farming operations, or, hey, workers' compensation, risk management, personal insurance needs for Weld and Larimer County, that's going to be Renaissance Insurance Group that's going to help you out. Ryan is the guy to call, 970-674-8825. Michael, well, there goes the There goes the rundown today. I always kind of have a specific plan of where we're going to go, and then Michael, of course, derails me with talking about Looney Tunes or something.
Hey,
and then you get this news of Chris McFarland, and then that just throws me for a loop. That is way bigger news than – I'm sorry. That's bigger news than Broncos OTAs starting today, Mike. That's way bigger news.
Yeah, I mean, Broncos OTA starting today is like – if you want to pay attention to it.
Well,
I do.
I do want to pay attention. I just, you know, it's going to fall down. When you get this kind of news, it's going to fall down the pole a little bit.
The problem with the OTAs, though, is like everybody's going to make it a really huge deal, and it never is.
Well, if Bo doesn't go out there and throw a pass today, it's going to be, oh my gosh, he's basically on crutches. They had to carry him out. Yeah. I'm just not ready to go all in on that. Not until you tell me to. Am I being too much of like a trust the organization guy? Am I being too much of that guy with the Broncos when it comes to Bo Nix on this? Or am I trying not to be the freak out about everything when we don't have enough information? That's what I feel like I'm trying to be.
I think Bo Nix's ankle needs to come out and make some public statements.
Probably.
Like, hey, I am fine. It was just a cleanup. You know, it was just kind of a shower of a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be good for the season.
Yeah, that's what we need. Let Bo Nix's ankle speak for itself officially. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So react to that news. Former Avalanche general manager Chris McFarland is going to Nashville, and Joe Sakic will resume general manager duties. Toby just texts in and says, I'm not worried. We still have Sakic. Chris is replaceable. Well, then you always just wonder, like, the details of the deals. We believe it was Chris McFarland who's making a lot of those deals, but Joe Sakic has to approve those deals. But whoever came up with that wheeling and dealing, who was it? Same with the Broncos. When they do something big, is it George Payton? Is it Sean Payton? Is it a collaborative? Is it a mix of the two? If George Payton left today, I can't say that we just be automatically, oh, no, don't worry, we got Sean Payton. I think the two of them keep each other in check.
I think the two of them together are great.
Yeah.
We'll find out in the future. We'll find out this next year, especially after the draft. If they make the right draft picks.
Yeah, the Avs?
Yeah.
It's not about the draft picks, Michael. This is you better win next year. Like, this is, you got to win next year.
You got to get someone young, though. You got to get someone young and good because you know your veterans are getting older.
How much do you put this on the Kroenkes? I just outlined what happened with two of the past GMs for the Nuggets. How much do you put on the Kroenkes? It's something. I know. Listen, it's hard to knock the Kroenkes. They win all their teams win. All the teams they own win. But they have amazing players on two of those teams that have only had two championships between the two of them during that time of having those premier athletes. 11:50 the time, Michael. I've got today's trivia question coming up next. Our wonderful sponsor of this is Mr. Money Greeley, Downtown Greeley. Pawn shop, you can get everything. Instruments, bicycles, sports memorabilia, jewelry, all of it. I'm going to give away, with the answer of this, $50 of cash, not like real cash, but it's good at Mr. Money Greeley. You can use it as cash. $50 plus $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse. You got to answer this question, and I'll give you a hint. Rockies related, pitcher related. That's where we're going with this trivia question today. We'll be right back.
Free tickets.
It's free, right?
Daily updates.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to the Greeley Stampede, KFKA has you covered. Here's Stampede coverage on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Michael, I gotta do some trivia here. Now, obviously, we've had to pivot, because the Avalanche lost a lot sooner than we thought. We were going to do Avs Nuggets trivia, but they're both around. It's just sports trivia now. And today I'm doing this because I've got more to give away. I've got $50 in Mr. Money Greeley cash, plus a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse. All you got to do is be the first one to call in, fifth one to call in and get this right. On our first Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310.
So I have to get five people to get it right.
No, be the fifth one to get it right.
So the first person who gets it right, no.
No. Fifth caller with the correct answer.
What if the fifth caller doesn't have the correct answer?
Then you move on to the sixth caller. Okay, can we ask the question now, or do you want to keep... Just call in, and Michael will tell you whether you're fifth or not. How about that? I need to know. Okay, so Kyle Freeland, Tanner just really hates Kyle Freeland. He's not liking his play. Kyle Freeland is actually second in Rockies franchise history in the most career strikeouts. Who's number one? Who is number one? Most career strikeouts in franchise history. Call right now, 970-353-1310. If you get it right, if you're the fifth caller to get it right, you will get a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse and $50 worth of Mr. Money Greeley cash. That's going to go a long way for you there. But call now, 970-353-1310. Most career strikeouts in Colorado Rockies franchise history. Top stories of the day coming up. More Rockies talk with Spencer Smith and fallout from Chris McFarland. Moving on to Nashville. Keep it here on The Whole Show. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.